Shir Memtes, Yim Gimel, Gimel Thomas.
It's too drochim how to learn the sugya. That's we want to show there's another way. I want to be maimi the tzedodeh sugya. Reb Chaim said that the machlekes Rab Meir and Rab Yude, if michla, you have to have a tnai koful, if michla lav ata shemea hen, or michla lav I ata shemea hen, what is the machlekes Rab Meir and Rab Yude? Reb Chaim was maimid that lekule alme, we know what the person wants. When a person tells his wife, Ared mikudeshesli, al menashe titni li meosayim zuz, he only wants to marry her if she will give him a Osayim Zuz. If she's not planning to give him a Osayim Zuz, he's not planning to marry her. We know exactly what he means. If you give me the money, you're Mekudeshes, and if not, not. And even so, we have a Machlekes that Rab Meir holds that you have to make a Tnai Koful, and Rab Yudah holds that you don't have to make a Tnai Koful. And the Gemara says, what is the Machlekes? Rab Meir holds Michlalav Atashimei Ayin, and Rabbi Yudah holds Michlalav Iyat Hashemayin. I forget, Rabbi Meir holds Michlalav Iyat Hashemayin, and Rabbi Yudah holds Michlalav Iyat Hashemayin. What is the Machlekes? So Reb Chaim explained like this. Avadeh, we know for sure what a person wants. There's no suffix, we know what a person wants. No vos. Mishpete atnoim digziras akosuf, that a person could make a tnai and to break a maise, is a parsha that is called mishpete atnoim. And for mishpete atnoim, you have to make a tnai koful. And if you don't make, if yes, yes, and if not, not, it's a digziras akosuf and mishpete atnoim that the tnai doesn't work. If you don't make a mishpete atnoim, so what is a digziras akosuf that you have to make mishpete atnoim? So Rab Meir holds, if you don't say yes, yes, not, not, it's not a tnai. If michlalav ata shemei ha'ein, if michlalav ata shemei ha'ein, if michlalav ata shemei ha'ein, so b'meile, when he said if not, not, or if yes, yes, b'meile, it's included a tnai. It's included at night. So even if he didn't double himself, Val Michla Lava Tashimeyain, Val Michla Lava Tashimeyain, so it's Keilu, he said it double. It's Keilu, he said it double. Rab Yudah holds, Michla Lava Tashimeyain, so you don't have to make it night koful. Rab Meir holds, Michla Lava Iya Tashimeyain, so b'meile you have to make it night koful. So lefi Reb Chaim beetzem lekule alme, we know this is the insight. We know what the person wants. Of a mishpete atnoim is mechayev to say a double tzach. B'meile leRabbi if michlalav iat hashemayin, so you have to say a double tzach. If michlalav at hashemayin, so even if you didn't say a double michlalav at hashemayin, we hear it and keilu you said it. So Rabbi Yudah holds you don't have to be koifel, and Rabbi Meir holds you have to be koifel. Rabbi Meir holds michlalav iat hashemayin, and Rabbi Yudah holds michlalav at hashemayin. B'meile the Gemara is medamet in nedorim. Nedorim is a din levate besfasayim. You have to speak out. B'meile lefi Rab Meir that it's not shemei ha'ein, so in the dorim leichulin would not be a neder. Lefi Rab Yudah the michla alav ata shemei ha'ein, it will be a neder. So the tzushtel is not das bnei odom, si heis shemei or heis nishken shemei. Michla alav ata shemei ha'ein, or you're not shemei. If you're shemei ha'ein, so it's kilu he double. If it's ain't a shemei ha'ein, it's not kilu he double. Those are the machlekes. So lefi Reb Chaim, the tzushtel of the Gemara is glat. It's called that he said, or it's not called that he said. If it's called that he said, it's good in the dorim. If it's not, lefi Reb Meir, it's not called that he said, so he has to double. In the dorim, it doesn't work. And tnoim lefi Reb Meir, it's not good. Lefi Reb Yude, you don't have to double at tnoim because it's kilu he said it. If it's kilu he said it, if it's kilu he said it, b'meile it helps in the dorim. B'meile it helps in the dorim. The only chisaron is the fear of Meir is very gishmak. We see that you have to double. Al kochoch, it's not considered. You said it. Aber Alibe der Rabbi Yudah, where you found in Rabbi Yudah that he says that when a person says one way, it's kilu he doubled. Maybe Rabbi Yudah holds it's not kilu he said it, but we know what the person wants, and there's no din of mishpat at noim to say double. Rabbi Meir holds mishpat at noim is mechayev to say double. So the fact that Rabbi Meir says that he have to say double, and you can't say michalavat hashemayin, so even though we know what he wants, it's not called that he said it. So it's a raya in the dorim, it's not good. But we said if Rabbi Yudah is not a starker raya, Rabbi Yudah holds einich nami, we know what the person wants, and there's no mishpat at noim to say it. So what is the raya that Rabbi Yudah holds that michalavat hashemayin that it will help in the dorim? And tonight he doesn't hold from Dumi Rabbi God of Neiruven, but in the dorim it will not be called that kilu he said it. So we mentioned that the Rosh Teit Einech Nami. But the Gemara says Rabbi Yudah, it doesn't mean the famous Rabbi Yudah, the Rabbi Yudah that Alamo says that you don't have to have it in Kovul. It's the Rabbi Yudah that every time when someone is Cholik and Rabbi Meir, Mistom Yitz Rabbi Yudah. But that's around, we had to say, Doi Chakim. This was the first mouth. Rabbi Cholan came and he said, this is good, Bedas HaRosh, Bedas HaBalamor, Bedas HaRan is Mefurish in the Ran and Gittin, that Machlekes Rav Meir V'Rabbonon is Balabatish. If we know what the person means, or we don't know what the person means. Because the Ran says that the whole Mishpat HaTnoim is only B'tznai de Mikan de Le'abo. Aber B'tznai de Le'shovar is no Mishpat HaTnoim. And even so, you need to make it Naikovul Alibad Rav Meir. It's a Mefurish in Mishnah. Why you have to make it Naikovul Alibad Rav Meir, even when you don't have to have Mishpat HaTnoim? Zog the Ran, because Michlal Lav, Yet HaShem, you don't know what the person wants. So even if there is no Mishpat HaTnoim, Rav Meir holds, you have to make it Naikovul. Why? Zog Rav Elchanan, because you know what a person wants. And Rav Yudah holds, you know what a person wants. Zog Rav Elchanan, the Machlekes, Rav Meir, the Rav Yudah is, and the Naikovul, if we know what the person wants. So as a parsha of Mishpat HaTnoim, this is an Evit Nai. But Nai L'Shavar is no Mishpat HaTnoim. But even so, Rav Meir says, say it Naikovul, because we have to know what the person wants. And Rav Yudah says, we know anyways. So what is the Tzushtal to our Suya? If you know what he wants, so you wanted to make a Neder. If you don't know what he wants, you don't know what he didn't make a Neder. Even if you know what he wants, but he didn't say it, Yad could help. Who said you have to live out of this Messiah? Maybe Yad could help. But these were the two Mahalchim of the Suya. Be'etzem, Reb Chaim, that we know what he wants, the sugi is, siheista dibur, siheista loshen. We're not going to be honest. Siheista neder, or siheistishke neder. Lefira mei michalav, ato loy shemeyain. So it's not called a neder. Lefira bida siheishemeyain. A siheista neder. And this is the tzushtal, not what a person wants. And Reb Elchanan said that, but the Ran and Gittin, he found faker, that the Ran says that even when there's no mishpate at noim, but you have to have it Naikovul. What is the halacha? Vice noise the shayla if you know what a person wants or not. If you have Meir, you don't know. If you have Yudah, you want. That's the tzushah for our sugya. These are the two mahalchim that we mentioned yesterday. We asked the kasha that we asked. Not the chaz in the whole cheshmet. Reb Nochem was maimid, pshat in the Ran, a third mahalach. And this is mistoma, the emes is mashmado in the Ran. It's called up to Reb Chaim, Avi Masberet. It's a glat effect. Ari, lefi what we have now, it's kilo we have. Lefi the Rosh, and Reb Chaim, lomdu shesugye. Shal if it's the Losh and or not. Lefi Reb Elchanan b'das Aran, b'lebatish. Shal if what a person wants. He wants to ask, he doesn't want to ask. Very shver. Zog Reb Nochem Azei. Listen carefully. Very poshut. Avade, we know what the person wants. The shaila is not what the person wants. The Gemara goes all over Shas, all different psukim. You can't say that the shaila is what the person wants. We know what the person wants. If a person says, "Arab mekudesh avnei shetitli mosaim zuz," we know that he only wants to get married if he sees the money. There's no shaila about it. Adas the Mesa Glarad Israel, he's only selling his house if he's going to Eretz Israel. A person doesn't know Mishpatat Noim. You want it, yes, but only if you give me $100. So if you're not giving $100, you didn't mean to sell it. There's no tzad that a person doesn't mean what he's. Avada, this is what he wants. Avada, we know what he wants. So what is the noise? The Ran came and Gittin and said like this. And at night the Lehabo, Rav Meir holds, you have to have Mishpat HaTnoim. And Rav Yudah doesn't hold for Mishpat HaTnoim. The Tnai L'Shovar, Zog Deran, even that is no Mishpat HaTnoim, Rav Meir needs a Tnai Kofful. Why? Because if not, Chlalav Yet HaShemayin. So here was the Rebbe Elchanan in Oistof Lametches. Steht mefurish in Ran that even mishpedat noim is betnai de lehabo. Lehabo means if it will rain, I'm marrying you. If it will be hot, I'm marrying you. If you will go, Naila Sha'ava means if it rained yesterday, if this happened, then you don't have to have mishpedat noim. But even so, you need a tnai kof. So we see the tnai kof, there's no shaykhis to mishpedat noim. So mikoyach that. Rabbi Elchanan boy knows that vice toys. Rabbi Meir holds you don't know what the person wants, and Rabbi Yudah holds you know what the person wants. Zok Rabbi Nochem Azay. What is tnai? We already started to mention the parsha of tnoim in the Torah is I make a chalois hareat mekudesh asli al menas im titni li mosaim zuz. The koyach of a tnai is hareat mekudesh asli. Im titni li ma'asayim zuz. The pshat is, I'm a kaddish you, and I'm making a tnai, that if you give me the money, you're married, and if not, not. So we could look at it, like all of us look at it before the Torah from Reb Shimon, I'm marrying you if you give me $100. We call it ma'isa al tzad. Till someone will come and ask the kasha, people that already learned it, next gemara, is why it's not breire? Why is not breire? I'm marrying you if it's not Breire. Why is it not called Breire? I mekadosh you if you will give me $100. So you mekadosh me or not? I don't know. We'll see tomorrow. Why is it not Breire? I'm not going out to the answers if the clothing is Breire or not. There's a lot of it. Came Reb Shimon and said, Tshubas HaRosh, I'm not doing a Maisa Al Tzad. Maisa Al Tzad is a Sugya Breire. Putting my Eruv here, if the Chochem will come from this side. The Eruv is there, if the Chochem will come from that side. So Maisa Al Tzad? I'm doing a Maisa Kiddushin Gomu. I'm doing a Maisa Kiddushin Gomu. And I'm making a Chalois Tnai. Tnai is something that come and could break a Maisa. Till the Tshuvas HaRosh said that a person that makes a Tnai could come after the Maisa and say, you know what, I'm changing my mind, I don't want the Tnai. So the Maisa will happen. You know what, I changed my mind, I'm asking to stay married to you without the money. She's married. What? Bagidin also, he could change his mind. Yeah.
Come back in 12 months.
He could change his mind. When yes, when not. Shuvas HaRosh deals with this. Gemores. To La'olam Void. So she would think, oh, she didn't give the money, she's not married. Another 10 years. It's shit this when, how, kolso, loy kolso. Oh, but be a side, it's like Shuvas HaRosh. If it's a Maisa Al Tzad, I married you if you would give me money. I never married you if you're not giving me money. What will happen? I will yell till tomorrow, I'm Moichel. The Tshuvas HaRosh will be in specific cases that is not different problems. But if it's a Maisa Al Tzad, doesn't help tomorrow to change your mind. Doesn't help to change your mind tomorrow. Doesn't help to change your mind. What will help to change your mind? What will help to change your mind? What will help to change your mind? Al Kochoch, it's a Maisa with something that is stopping it. Hashem gave a koyach to make a chalois that stops the chalois. It's not a ma'isa al tzad. So I'm a kaddish a yisho and I tell her, al menas shetitni li ma'osayim zuz. No, say that. So I'm marrying you if you give me ma'osayim zuz. So okay, I'm marrying you and not what I'm saying. If you give me ma'osayim zuz, you're married. No. What else? So I made a ma'isa kiddushin. No, where's the break? And if you give me ma'osayim zuz, I'm happy. What stops it? And if not, not. The chalois breaking is the if not, not. I have to say an if not, not. If I don't say if not, not, I didn't make the chalois tnai. I'm making a ma'isa kiddushin. What is the ma'isa kiddushin? I marry you. And I'm saying, if you give me money, yes. And if not, not. Rav Shach, when he says this vault, he says, you could tell Aisha, Arat mekudesh asli, tnai l'shova. I'm just getting emotional. And if you don't give me 100 zuz, you're not. It's also good, even if you didn't make double. Abi said the no is enough. The no is the maisa amevatel. I'm making a chalois that if not, not. Now, avadim. Even if I don't say if not, not, I marry you if you give me $100. Everyone knows that if not, not. Everyone knows. Oh, but it doesn't help that everyone knows. I make a maisa kiddushin, and I need to make a tnai that is oiker the kiddushin. Arad mekudesh asli, But if not, it eats it up. It breaks it out. I read mikudeshesli, and if not, it breaks it out. This is what I'm doing. The hay is garnished. I read mikudeshesli. No, chalei is gmura. And if you give me 100 zuz, you're also married. No, okay. No, what is breaking it? This is Mishpat Atnoi. We're not going on Mishpat Atnoi. This is the Aleph Beis of Tnai, Zok Reb Nochem, Afilu on Mishpat Atnoi. This is the Pshat in the Ran, that even B'Tnai de Leshovar, you have to say, if yes, yes, and if not, not. Because the Chefze of the Tnai is what? What is the Chefze of the Tnai? And if not, not. What? B'Le'abba is Gzeras HaKos of Mishpat Atnoi. Blehaba is mishpat atnoim. You need it for another reason. Aber beleshovar, not only because mishpat atnoim you need it. The metzias of the tnai is so bemele. Here's the chaf of Reb Nochem. It's one vote of Reb Nochem. Betnai the ma'ase is dear. Tnai we call it milse achrisa. It's about Reb Shimon. Tnai milse achrisa. The vite is that. Shuvas Harosh said you could change your mind from the Tnai. The Moshe, I'm not going in now because it's different sugars are not Nagaya. You have to have Einim and Kiyum at Tnai or not. Einim le Kiyum and Kiddushin. You have to have Einim, you don't have to have Einim. It's a part of the Maise, it's not a part of the Maise. It goes to all different halachas and all different sugars. The Shaila, what is Tnai Milza Achrisa? About the Tnai, Bemele like this. Now listen carefully, Moshe, listen carefully. When I make a Maise Kiddushin, and I tell Aisha, I'm only doing the Maisa Kiddushin if you're giving me Mosaim Zuz. If you're not giving me Mosaim Zuz, I don't want to marry you. So even if I didn't say it, if not, not, everyone knows that I only want to get married because I see Mosaim Zuz. But if we say, when I make a Maisa, the Maisa is done. And what stops the Maisa is the Chalois Tnai. I have to make the Tnai. Kozman, I didn't make the Tnai, is no Tnai. So where I made it now, I'm asking, I come over to the Isha, Hared Mikudeshesli, and Menashe Tidili Mosaim Zuz. Everyone knows that I want, and if not, not. But I did it, I made it now, I didn't make it now. I didn't make it now. I was hoping there would be a Tnai. I wanted to make it now. But I didn't make it now. So if Michla Lavat Hashem Meyahein, so when I said if yes, yes, I said if not, not. But if Michla Lein, you don't Shem Meyahein, love, so even if I said if yes, yes, and we know that I want it only if I get the money, but I didn't make the ma'is at night. B'meile, let me open the vote for Reb Nochem. So Shita Saran is, we'll learn like this. Mishpat Atnoim is one sugya. Tnai L'Shovar, you don't have to have Mishpat Atnoim. But you have to have Hein V'Lav. If you see the Loshen Aran, this is what he said. He never said Rebel Chonon. The Aran said, "Aval b'tnai leshovar be'inen kfeilus the less lemichlalav atashimayin." Not because you don't know what the person wants. The less lemichlalav atashimayin and less lemichlalav atashimayin. Not Rebel Chonon explains, so we don't know what he wants. He didn't say he don't know what he wants. He said "Val less lemichlalav atashimayin," so he didn't say. So B'meila, he didn't say if not, not. Where's the Tnai? He wants to make a Tnai. He could want Bismogan. Kozman, he doesn't make a Tnai, is no Tnai. He never made a Tnai here. He has to make a Tnai. B'meila, now, look how the Gemara is Kemin Choyma. So Lefi Rab Meir, you have to make a Tnai Kofful. Because Michlalav, Iyat Toshumayayin. Lefi Rab Yudah, you don't have to make a Tnai Kofful. Why Lefi Rab Yudah, you don't have to make a Tnai Kofful? Because of Yudah holds. Michlalav, Tashumayin. So first our Mishnah is glad. Lefi Rab Meir, if it's not Shumayin, so he never made a neder. Lefi Rab Yude, that Michlalav Tashumayin, so you made a neder. So the Gemara, so our Mishnah is the Leiki Rab Meir, Ki Rab Yude. Very glad. Our Mishnah is the Leiki Rab Meir, Ki Rab Yude. Where is the Rab Yude that holds Michlalav Tashumayin? Where's the Rab Yudah? Lefi Reb Chaim, we asked, where's the Rab Yudah that Michla Alav at Hashemayin? Maybe Rab Yudah holds, you're not Shemayin, but he doesn't need Mishpat Atnoim. Now it's not a kasha. Because even if you don't need Mishpat Atnoim, but you have to say it at night. So we found the Rab Yudah. So kum dois, there is three mehalchim be'etzim in the sugya. And here's the revach, the last answer as all the kashas. Reb Chaim came on Teiras. This mishpat ha'atnoim is a din to say. The mele, if it's a din to say, lefi Rab Meir it's not called that he said, the nether is not a nether. For Rab Yudah it's called that he said, it's a nether. Only the kasha Reb Chaim was, avu shteitim Rab Yudah it's considered that he said, Rab Yudah just doesn't know from mishpat ha'atnoim. This was the kasha. Mikoyach that, and the Rosh said a shtikul teire. When we die, the Rosh goes like Reb Chaim, and the Rosh answers, there's no Reb Yudah, it's a Reb Yudah in the ear. The eye of the Reb Yudah is choylik and Reb Meir. Reb Elchanan went and said, so what is the Ran? The Ran, he had rice in the Ran, on the rice now, that the Poshut Reb Meir holds, we don't know what a person wants. Reb Yudah holds what he wants. But if Reb Meir, we don't know what he wants, it's not a nether. If Reb Yudah, we know what he wants, it's a nether. So this is Reb Yudah, that we know what he wants. The Gemara was very glad. The Ran Shitosa here learns as the regular Rabbi Yudah. We had the Kashas, very Shver Pshat. The Ran Mishnah, for sure we know what he wants. There's no different way to explain it. And here we came with the third Pshat. Av Bidas Aran. Rosh goes like Ibrahim. Everything is glad. The Ran learns that Be'etzim is Mishpat Atnoim. But Chutz from Mishpat Atnoim, the Tnai Kofel needs to be a Tnai Kofel, because on them there's no Cheftzev Tnai. And Rav Shach says, and lefid them, you don't have to make a tnai kofel. Rav Shach says, I'm saying you're nafkimina la'aloche. If someone wants to come out, not only in three pshotim. Nafkimina la'aloche if you hold like Reb Chaim, or you hold like the Teiras, like Reb Elchanan and Reb Nochem. So to Rav Shach, here's the nafkimina. The Ran said that b'tnai l'sho'ovar, you need a tnai kofel. On Teiras. This is what the Ran said. Lefid Reb Chaim, so chod shdir, you need a tnai kofel. So b'meila, you have to say yes and no. But if you have a Reb Nochem, it's not because the Dintnai Kofur. We need to know that he says, and if not, not. We need to know that he wants to make a Mais at night. Like the Rav Shach in Perigvov of Issues, so it's enough to say, so a person doesn't want to make a Tnai Kofur, he goes and says, Arat Mekudeshes Li, and I'm telling you, if you're not giving me 100 Zuz, you're not Mekudeshes. That's enough. It's not a Din to say a Tnai Kofur. We're saying what the Ran said, that the Tnai L'Sho'ovar, you need Kofur, not because you need Kofur. On a Balabatish like Reb Elchanan, not Kofur, you just have to know that he means, and if not, not. You just know that to need that this is what he means, and if not, not. Masha'en ken, I'll say to Reb Nochem, because if he didn't say if not, not, he didn't say the Tnai. But it's not a Din Kofur. It's not a Din to say Tnai Kofur, Bel L'Sho'ovar. Masha'en ken, lefi Reb Chaim, that is Mishpat Atnoim. So the din was stated in the Mishnah that they have Tnai L'Sho'ovar, you need Lefir Rab Meir Tnai Kofur. It's Midin Mishpat Atnoim. You have to say, if not, not, and if yes, yes. And if you didn't say, if not, not, and yes, yes, and yes, yes, not, not. But man, it doesn't help. I heard once, I don't want to go into it, is it Klal in Mishpat Atnoim that you have to have Hen Koidim Lelav. So the Gemara says here that Lefir Rab Meir, if you say, if you give me 100 zuz, it doesn't work because Michlal Hein Iyat Hashemei Alav. Lefir Rab Yudah, it works because Michlal Hein Iyat Hashemei Alav. But Michlal Hein Iyat Hashemei Alav, when you hear it? After it or in the same time? Rab Meir says, you have to say like this, if you give me 100 zuz, I'm marrying you, and if not, not. But not the Lehabo. Leave the sugi now. I'm just saying, a double klolim it's al atzmon. Here is the sugi be'etzem, Mokim and Shas, that stayed close to the Machlekes, Rabbi Yudah v'Rabbanon, is Giboit and the Shaila, and Bichlal Hein Atashomei Alav. I'm just saying, B'tnai de Lehabo is Mishpate Atnoi. One of the Tnoim is you have to have a Tnai Kofur. One of the other Tnoim is you have to say if yes, yes, and if not, not. So Gemara, if you're Rabbi Yudah, you don't have to say if yes, yes, not, not. Why? Because Bichlal Alav Atashomei. So you said both. The Kasha, maybe Rabbi Yudah is Chalik Mishpate Atnoi. It's a Kasha. But the Shaila and Rav Meir holds, no, Michla Lav Iyat Hashemayin. Maybe Rav Meir holds Michla Lav Iyat Hashemayin. But Mishpat Atnoim, you have to say yes and then no. But Michla Lav Iyat Hashemayin, you hear first the yes and then the no, you hear them together. How do you go? When you finish to hear the yes, then you start to hear the no, or you hear it together? While it's coming from the yes.
So if I can't even work.
What? Now, let me say in the Hemshach HaGemore, the Pshat HaGemore, Mamash Pshat, it's very interesting. It's a Machleik Yisran and Rosh. The world is not Oymed on it, but I think if you read good the Gemore, it's a Machleik Yisran and Rosh. Let me say in the Gemore inside. So the Gemore said, the Mishnah is Rab Yudah. Freg the Gemore, Eime Seife. Look inside the Gemara. Eime Sefer. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ha'oimer Yerushalayim Lo Omar Klum. Ha'oimer Yerushalayim Lo Omar Klum. Frag the Gemara, Mid Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Reishelav Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's kasha? Mid the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Reishelav Rabbi Yehuda. What is the kasha? And the Sefer, the last two words is Rabbi Yehuda. Reishelav Rabbi Yehuda. Why Reishelav is love Rabbi Yehuda? Why Rabbi Yehuda can't agree? Everything stems with Rabbi Yehuda. What says in the Reishelav the Loike Rabbi Yehuda? Will you find something in the Reisha to like Rabbi Yehuda? What? Tell me, what? Can you? Tell me where it says something in the Reisha to like Rabbi Yehuda? What Yerushalayim? What Yerushalayim? It helps. Rabbi Yehuda also knows that it helps. But where? Me the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha love Rabbi Yehuda. Where you see me the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha love Rabbi Yehuda? What doesn't stim? As a machlekes Ran and Rosh, listen carefully. The Ran learns pshat. Avada the whole Mishnah stims with Rabbi Yehuda. But if you put his name in the bottom, Vaistois in the Reisha was another person, another Tane that was holding like him, and that Tane hold from the whole Mishnah plus Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Yehuda came and said Yerushalayim without a chof doesn't work. So the whole Mishnah works for Rabbi Yehuda. How you learn, Yaakov? Mid a sefer Rabbi Yehuda reishel av Rabbi Yehuda. What is the pshat? Mid a sefer Rabbi Yehuda reishel av Rabbi Yehuda. Where you see in the reishel the like Rabbi Yehuda? What you see in the reishel? Rabbi Yehuda said, without the chof doesn't work. With the chof works. No, the reishel also said with the chof works. Where you see in the reishel the like Rabbi Yehuda? It's a shvere gemara. So the Ran learns pshat, and the Ran says it in one word. Avada the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. There's no raya that the Mishnah is the loike Rabbi Yehuda. Aber it's mashma that in the last word it's only Rabbi Yehuda. Till now, everyone holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Look in the Ran. Mit the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, the Mediktol the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Michlad Ad Ashto, Lav Rabbi Yehuda Belechude Koi. Aber Avada Rabbi Yehuda is masking to the whole thing. This is the way the Ran learns the Gemara. The Rosh learns completely different. The Rosh learns the Gemara that the Gemara understood why Rabbi Yehuda is cholek in Yerushalayim. Not because it doesn't have the chof. Because he holds that Yerushalayim is not from Trumas Alishka. So even with a chof, Yerushalayim will not be Kodesh. Not only because it's missing a chof. Stam, Yerushalayim is not a Davar HaNodu. So the Mele, the middle is for sure not Rabbi Yehuda. This is the kash of the Gemara. Mid the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda that Yerushalayim is not good. Vaistois, the middle cannot be Rabbi Yehuda. Because Ke Yerushalayim is exactly like Yerushalayim. The Chof will not help. Now, let me learn. I want to show the Hemshech HaGemora. Look at very interesting the Gemora. So read first the Gemora Alibe De Aran, and then we'll leave the Gemora Alibe De Arosh. Eime Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Eime Rahim Yerushalayim, Leom HaKlum. Mid the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Reish Elav Rabbi Yehuda. Mean everyone, Lefid Aran. So the Gemora, Kula Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Rabbi Yehuda. The Ochikton, Yishe Rabbi Yehuda, Eime Rahim Yerushalayim, Leom HaKlum. Freik the Gemora HaKashe, Vichy Omer, Ki Yerushalayim, Lerabbi Yehuda, Mimitza. What is the Kashe? It says that you can't Yerushalayim. It's also, this the Gemara could have asked before. Rabbi Yehuda was only choilim because they didn't have a chof. But on the Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda was masking. So the Gemara is asking now, Kashe, stop, you told me that Rabbi Yehuda holds ki Yerushalayim is also, v'otane Rabbi Yehuda oimer oimer ki Yerushalayim lo yom haklum, ad sheidah bedover anodu, akor Yerushalayim, kulu Rabbi Yehuda, v'treitanoi alim el Rabbi Yehuda. Very glad. Lefi the Rosh, the Gemara is kasha, it's not stam a kasha. Ran, b'etzom, we said, mit the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, reishel av Rabbi Yehuda, kula Rabbi Yehuda. Now stam, we're going to learn. Kei Yerushalayim is also, vos mitzitir with Rabbi Yehuda, treit eloi alim in Rabbi Yehuda, right? Lefi the Rosh, we taught in the beginning that Rabbi Yehuda is choylek and holds, Yerushalayim is not Kodesh. So Kei Yerushalayim is also not Kodesh. So till now we didn't have a stira. Now that you answered me that Ke Yerushalayim is Asur, you were mechadish to me that Rabbi Yudah was choylik not because it's Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yudah was choylik why? Because there's no chof. I thought that Rabbi Yudah is choylik like the Rosh because he's choylik Yerushalayim is not Kodosh and he's choylik on the Mishneh. So when I asked you, me to say for Rabbi Yudah Reish Shalav Rabbi Yudah, you told me no, he's choylik because there's no chof. Ah, with a chof he answers chof Astira and Rabbi Yudah. Now I want to show you, this is pshat, how it's meduktik in the Gemara, the letters like the Rosh, and how the Ran raises these words. I want to read the Gemara inside. Pshat. Elo Rabbi Yudah. Eh, b'sefer. Rabbi Yudah ma'ayim Yerushalayim lo'om ha'klum. B'sefer Rabbi Yudah reish alav Rabbi Yudah. Kulo Rabbi Yudah. Ve'o chikdoni shu Rabbi Yudah ha'ayim Yerushalayim lo'om ha'klum. Freik di Gemara, so now you are mechadish. Chi omer ki Yerushalayim le Rabbi Yudah b'mitza, ve'otan Rabbi Yudah ha'ayim Yerushalayim lo'om ha'klum. Ad shi ilo b'dobar ha'nodu. Omar, and for the Gemara, Kulo Rabbi Yudah. No, I'm staying with what I said. The Treit Anoy, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudah. Lefi the Roash, the Ran, you don't have to say the words Kulo Rabbi Yudah. The kasha was not in the get to what we said Kulo Rabbi Yudah or not. We never have a tzad that Rabbi Yudah is choylik and Kei Yerushalayim. So first, the Ran doesn't have the words Kulo Rabbi Yudah. But I want to say, maybe Stam, he doesn't have it. Who said that he's raising it? I want to bring you a raya that he raised the words Kulo Rabbi Yudah. Not only because he doesn't have it. What you could raise? If you would write the kasha, again, first the Gemara asked the kasha, me the Sefer Rabbi Yudah, Reish Alav Rabbi Yudah. Enter the Gemara, Kulo Rabbi Yudah is only one Tana. Now the Gemara is asking Stam a kasha, Stira Rabbi Yudah. How normally in Shas you answer the Stira? You have a kasha. One place said Rabbi Yudah Azei, one said Azei. What do you answer? How you answer normally? Trei Tanoi, I live with Rabbi Yudah. If you answer no, I'm staying with what I said. Kulu Rabbi Yudah, v'trei tanoi alibid Rabbi Yudah. But if I'm not going as the kulu, I will also not have the vov. I will just say trei tanoi alibid Rabbi Yudah. Look in the Ran, he doesn't have the vov. If the Ran had our girse with kulu Rabbi Yudah, and he just doesn't bring it down as the print, it's not here the dibur hamaschil, but the word trei will have v'trei. Kulu Rabbi Yudah, and the answer is v'trei tanoi alibid Rabbi Yudah. The Teretz is Levin Aran, it's not a kash. It's not a kash. And Be'etzem, was it two Zachen, in the Mizgeres, the Bismedrash, we had to finish today the Gemara Vaiter, till the two dots. But, זה הלוכה חייב עודם בכבוד רבוי. It's the only thing that state in הלוכה that when a person is Rebbe as Nifter, there's no מושג ביטל תאירה. אבל, תלמד חוכם שלא מהתאירו, תאירו סודי להיו, אז אבי מצווה אין התאירה יודייך ותלמד תאירה לרבי. לא לא, אתה מבט את תאירה. אבי מצווה in the world is נדחב מי תלמד תאירה לרבי. But, תלמד חוכם, especially if it's your Rebbe, if it's a Talmud Chochem, Ki Yishmei, so, Vatnim Talmud Teiro, there's no Heta. So everyone has to ask his Rebbe, his Chiyuvim, but I'm that, over 20 years, I learned, I just want to tell you that when I was a Bocher in Kol Teire, I was very close to my Rebbe, Rebbe Shemazam and Oyerbach. And I came to tell him that I found mistakes in the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchosa. And he didn't want to hear it. So I sat to prove that the Sefer Shmir Shabbos is a wrong Sefer. And hours, I mamish went to prove to Rosh Hashanah that Shmir Shabbos is not a good Sefer, and his Talmud is not a good Talmud, and hours I spent. And when I got married, to do Tshuva Samishkol, I knocked on Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso a week after I got married. And I said that, you know, when I was a Bocher, a Mishiva, I was trying the whole time. But she was a Mishkol, I decided to become a Talmud. And from then, till the last couple of years, every Friday, I was playing for 4 or 5 hours at least. Every Ben Azmanim, the whole time. Then Rosh Mazaman, everything, you know, told me every time. The Dintere told Rosh Mashabes, take. And he Be'etzem gave me a Yad and Aloche over 20 years. It was an Ish Kodesh. Remember in his house, is a Sefer Teret that he took him when he was in Germany, when the fire, when the night that they burned. So he has a Sefer Teira that he went into a shul to take out. So that's in his house, near where he learns. Well, he had to hold in the tail. If he has to give it back to the shul, matzim mizut shalesh. He sent him a letter. They told him he could keep it. But I asked him, how you went in? The Germans were with guns, with knives, with bottles, and the place was burning. He said he didn't want to go in. He was scared. But he couldn't. He couldn't see a Sefer Torah running. He ran in, he was sure he'll be burned. But he couldn't help himself. He was fighting with himself not to go into the fire. This is the Ahavas HaTorah that he had when he was 14 years old. He couldn't hold himself seeing a Sefer Torah burn. He ran into the fire to take out the Sefer Torah. And then he was hiding in a place for 2 years. There was no Sforim, only Mishneh Berurah Hilchos Shabbos. It's the only Sefer that was there. So day and night he learned Mishneh Berurah Hilchos Shabbos. For 2 years. He didn't know. It's the only thing that he had. Mishneh Berurah Chelek Gimel. And from that after it, he decided. So b'meile, I know it's Mevatim Talmud Torah. And Tzad Sheni, the Mizgeres of the Bis Medrash, everyone wants that tomorrow we will start the sugya of Bikoro Matvis, the two dots. So I'm asking the Oilom, Miftake. I said, now is left another hour, 45 minutes. And tonight, that tomorrow we could start Bezat Hashem. Anyways, not so much the Chazah tonight, so there's more time. I mean, it doesn't make sense, B'cheshbin. But tomorrow we could start the sugya of Bikoro Matvis, Bezat Hashem.